You can imagine a government under whose administration a kilometer of road is to cost $2.12 billion. There is nowhere in the whole wide world where a kilometer of road will cost that much. As we speak, Nigerians are agitating against the proposed renovation of the Port Harcourt refinery at a huge and humongous cost of $1.5 billion. In history of this country, we have witnessed a situation where the government said it is planning Air Nigeria, and the cost of the logo alone, the cost of the logo was $2 billion. Wherever you look at in the ministries, departments, and agencies under this Buhari administration, corruption is a heavy load being carried by our nation.
Bakola, Information Minister Lai Mohammed is saying the administration is implementing new measures to stop acts of public corruption. He cited instances like the power sector, where new measures have been implemented to ensure corruption is fought aggressively. How do you react to that?
There is nowhere under President Muhammadu Buhari administration where corruption is being fought. Fighting corruption under this government has become a tool against opposition and perceived enemies of the government. In the history of this administration, 6 years almost down the line, there is no official of this administration that has been put up on corruption charges. Not because there are no corruption cases, but because they enjoy the cover of the Buhari presidency. And it is therefore laughable that the Minister of Information will come up at any fora to make a declaration that the government or this administration is fighting corruption, where all the investigation carried out by the parliament, and I mean the National Assembly, none has been implemented. All the cases of corruption that have been discovered, even some DGs, Director Generals of agencies, were freed with their loot. So it is strange to the average Nigerian on the street there for the minister to claim that this administration is fighting corruption. This administration is the worst in the history of our country in the area of corruption. It is totally corrupt.
But supporters of the president saying he still remains incorruptible and that these are just mere allegations being perpetrated by opponents of the administration, including the PDP, just to tarnish the reputation of the president and by extension members of his administration.
Are the supporters of President Muhammadu Buhari claiming that the First Lady, Aisha Buhari, who alleged that $500 billion meant for social incentives for Nigerians was stolen under President Muhammadu Buhari? Is she an enemy of President Buhari? The truth of the matter is that corruption under this government can be held. It's palpable. It can be felt, not just by the elites, but by the ordinary people on the streets of Nigerians. It is therefore a cover-up for any official of government to claim that, it's only the enemies of the government that are making allegations of corruption against this administration. It is out of place and totally so for anybody to say that, President Muhammadu Buhari is not corrupt. But his administration is perceptibly corrupt. It's a matter of fact, it's on the streets.
The information minister is of the view that because of the new measures they've put in place, the Transparency International latest report did not capture it, and that Nigerians will soon see the effectiveness of the new measures that the administration has implemented. What do you say to that?
Well, that's also a laughable assertion, because even today, the People's Democratic Party has consistently demanded that the APC administration should account for 15 trillion allegedly stolen by APC leaders. And no effort has been made to provide any form of explanation in that direction. So if the Minister of Information is saying that Nigeria will begin to see when the Go administration has done 6 years out of 2 terms of 8 years, when will Nigerians begin to see an improvement in the collateral corruption that is happening under its administration?